Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you aboard tonight on the Shepherd's Call. We got a great message for you. We're continuing tonight on the subject of water baptism, essentialness. We believe that it is. We believe it's the key. Remember, we started this message out in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, where that we read that the Messiah, Yahweh, Yeshua, gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. Now, he said, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that should be enough evidence right there to show you that the power to bind or the power to loose was given to the apostolic fathers and in the succession line of the prophets and the preachers and the teachers, even unto this day. They have the divine revelation keys to the kingdom. And if you will obey, the Bible says, as I repeated last night, that he will give the Holy Ghost to them that obey. You can sit and talk about it, think about it, or wish upon a star all you want to. You can bow your knee to every bell box in this country or pay tithes to every preacher and still get left out of the kingdom. It has to be done correctly. We'll prove that tonight as we go into the book of Acts and we start our message for you and on your behalf, that it may be food to strengthen your soul by stirring up the pure mind that is within you. If you are Jacob Israel, you have that pure mind in you. It just needs stirring, or you need the veil of darkness that was placed over you. As you were born into the flesh realm, you became lost and separated. Therefore, we are called the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And for that purpose, Yahweh has called me to preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, the keys to the kingdom. Let's turn the key again as we go to the 9th chapter. Remember, we left off last night in the 8th chapter as Philip was baptizing the eunuch, and we want to go back and give you just a verse of scripture in Philip's message before he got to the eunuch. He went down to the city of Philippi, and when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, we are in the 8th chapter of Acts, if you would like to follow some scripture, or maybe as we're going to ride a fast horse again tonight, maybe that you just want to write them down and study them later. But either way it goes, maybe you should write them down and also go with me here to look at it, for we will dwell tonight on certain of these scriptures for your benefit as we're trying to give you enough ammunition, enough evidence. The Bible said, prove all things. And we're trying to give you a spiritual solution to your problems and your dilemma tonight if you are lost. If you haven't been baptized into the name of Yahweh, you are not sealed according to the book of Revelations. And in that day, you stand before him, you'll say, Lord, and you see that's not his name. Haven't we done many wonderful works in your name, Lord? And then what will this individual that they're addressing say to them? Well, he tells you, then shall I profess unto them, depart from me. Remember, they said they had done many mighty works in his name, Lord. And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Now, who are these? These are they that have a seem right way. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. So then, we're going to start at the 12th verse of the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. And when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Yahweh, sure, here it should be, to have Jesus Christ inserted. Jesus is a misnomer. You see, the name Jesus was not even in the 1611 original Bible that was wrote in 1611. They didn't know who Jesus was in its present-day spelling today. You say, well, buddy, they just changed the I to the J. That is correct. But it also changed the phonics to the sound as we now know in the Greek language, Iesus, and in the Spanish, Jesus. So you can see that this derivative, this name that they have inserted, took out, hid, rejected the true name, and they put in a false name. So, now, my question to you tonight, do you want the accepted name in the Bible, or do you want the one that was rejected and left out? Peter said in Acts chapter 4, verses 16, he said, this is the name that was set at naught of you builders, meaning the builders being the translators or the compilers of the scriptures, mainly the Jewish sect and the Greeks, as they worked in collaboration to take out the name. You see, the Jews didn't believe in him, and the Greeks didn't want him to be their god, because Caesar was a worshiper of Zeus. That was the pagan, you say, it's just a pagan deity. Well, it's still yet, when you worship a false god or call on a false name, even today you could be a pagan and not even know it. We got a lot of Christians that are pagan bastards. A bastard is someone that doesn't know who his father is. Remember, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, repent and be baptized in the name of the Father. Now, of course, if you would just slow down there and take your time and see how that these bailbox preachers have deceived thousands upon literally thousands of millions of people by immersing them into a title. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You see, if a preacher knows the Father's name, he's going to use it on you. A preacher that doesn't know it will use a substitute. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has to be the original name that was in there. And for your discernment and for you to find out, here is the great mystery, Proverbs 30 and 4. What is the Father's name and what is the Son's name, if you can tell? John 5:43, again, the Son said, I come in my Father's name. If the Father's name was Yahweh, then the Son's name would actually be Yahweh. Oh, you say, well, buddy, that may be true, but you know that that man called the Son, he didn't run around calling himself Yahweh. Oh, really? Well, why wouldn't he? Well, you know, if he'd called himself Yahweh, they would have killed him. Duh. Guess what? They killed him. If you will go back to the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 30. Yahweh Shua, Yahweh in the flesh body, quoted a scripture to them. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Many good works have I showed you from my Father, which is a spirit, by the way. And for which of these good works do you stone me? And they said, for your good works we stone you not, but for a man making yourself God. And you don't believe that he went around telling people he was God? When he said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the 14th verse, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1 and 1, verses 14 and verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now 3:18 says, this is condemnation, that men love darkness better than light, because they haven't believed in the name, what is the name of the Son? When you figure out what the Son's name is, then you go back to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 and 28, and you'll get the mystery solved. No one knows who the Son is but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and him to whosoever the Son will reveal him. John 6:45. All that ever learns of the Father will come to the Son. Why? Because the Father was in the Son, reconciling the world unto himself. You see, that was God, Yahweh, in a flesh body walking among us. He created everything, come to his own people, but they had forgotten him for Baal. They had forgotten him for their tradition. You say, I don't have any tradition today, buddy. That was for them. Tradition? I'll have to admit, I was born in the year 1937. I began to be nursed by my mother, grew up as a young child, and when I was 19, the Missionary Baptist Church in Tazewell, Tennessee. Or maybe the question that you would like to ask me, how was you baptized? Of this code of baptism. Well, you say, well, what's that? And I don't know no better. I just want to go to heaven at any price. Because I asked the preacher that baptized me, I said, let me ask you a question, buddy. You see, you're a brother as long as you agree with them. When you begin to diss, they will cast your name out as evil, and they will hate you because you expose. Now, it's for sure, the Bible said, beware of the Pharisees. We got them today. They get in the door. They won't go in themselves and hinder them. The problem, I don't have any problem with the lay people. They're honest. They're sincere. The Bible said, if the blind follow the blind, they go to the ditch. It's an... Whatever you follow, you wind up being led by going to stagger or walk into or into danger when you're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You didn't keep baptizing you. You say, it don't matter. Glory to God. I've heard that there's none other name given whereby you can be saved. Now, who am I going to be your preacher? Because you've got unbelief because he had it. He believed you were damned in sin. And if you have believed the lie, you can be then. My question to you then, Proverbs 34, once more, comes to my son's name. If you figure out that mystery, then you don't get baptized in the title Holy Ghost. You get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son. 24 said, God is a spirit. Now, if God is a spirit, and reckon that his name was that. Well, of course, he come in his Father's name. Well, enough said, let's get into the code here of command of the rule. If the president tells you to do something, you'll do it. You are automatic regulations. When Peter and John and the apostolic fathers were the rulers of the Sanhedrin court, they beat them unmercifully. The apostles went away praising Yahweh because they were found worthy to suffer for his name. Grab our cert bucket and go home. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a go-home cert bucket type of guy. I'm in the fight for the dear faith and lay hold on the prize. And I'm not going to let nobody to my salvation like a junkyard dog that ain't been fed for a week. If you come on my territory with your unbelief and you've got these devil's ways, then I'm going to correct you with a word. Because the Bible said the word is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder to the joint and the marrow of the bone, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a man that is called and sanctified and met for the master's use, he has the precious gift of discernment. And you see, I know who's who, and I know who's a Jew, and I know who's in, and just because you're white don't make you right. You've got something to do. You've got to be born from the scriptural standpoint of you've got to obey the Father to enter in. What must I do to be saved? We're going to prove that right here. Here's the Apostle Paul. He was a white man. But he was ignorantly and foolishly fighting against the name that was trying to save him. He didn't understand because he hadn't been anointed to receive the gospel, but he was hand-chosen or hand-picked from his mother's womb to do just exactly what he was doing. Now, he raised a lot of Cain, a good fight of faith, and laid hold on the prize. And I'm not going to let nobody take my crown. You see, I'm going to guard my salvation like a junkyard dog that ain't been fed for a week. If you come on my territory with your unbelief and you've got these devil's ways, then I'm going to correct you with a word. Because the Bible said the word is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder to the joint and the marrow of the bone, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a man that is called and sanctified and met for the master's use, he has the precious gift of discernment. And you see, I know who's who, and I know who's a Jew, and I know who's in, and I know who's out. And just because you're white don't make you right. You've got something to do. You've got to be born from the scriptural standpoint of you've got to obey the Father to enter in. What must I do to be saved? We're going to prove that right here. Here's the Apostle Paul. He was a white man, but he was ignorantly and foolishly fighting against the name that was trying to save him. He didn't understand because he hadn't been anointed to receive the gospel, but he was hand-chosen or hand-picked from his mother's womb to do just exactly what he was doing. Now, he raised a lot of Cain among the apostolic fathers. He imprisoned some. It tells you all about it in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. I don't have time to bring you up to speed. I've only got an hour to get this message in, and I need 5 hours if I was to preach it in its full entirety content. Maybe I could go 10, praise Yahweh, and the half wouldn't be told. But I'm going to give you here in the 12th verse, but they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Yahweh. Sure, they were baptized, both men and women. Are you with me tonight? Praise Yahweh. Are you listening to the command of the Bible? You say, oh, yeah, brother, buddy, but, you know, I've got a bag of tater chips here, and I'm on the couch, and the ball game's on, glory to God. And, you know, you just holler and shout too much for me. I think I'll just go back to watching the NBA. We'll see you in hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. You see, someday, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to give an account. You're going to have to bow the knee. You're going to have to confess the name, for every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent down Peter and John, who, when they came down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, for as yet it was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Yahweh Shua. Now here we go. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on the hands of the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Now, what is this Holy Ghost? Some people say, well, it makes you run and jump and skip tiddy-loo and tweedly-tweet, tweet-tweet-tweet. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm amazed how soon that emotions takes over when truth doesn't even have a chance to prevail in your mind. The Holy Ghost is truth. Listen to me again, John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I've had all these tongue talking, and I don't have anything against the spirit of talking in tongues, if you know what you're saying. I'd rather speak one word with understanding, or five with understanding, than 10,000 in an unknown tongue, and I believe in speaking in tongues because I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues about 35 years ago. So I know I've been there, I've done that, but ladies and gentlemen, you can't have the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues and fight the truth. It just doesn't add up. You don't have the Spirit, and even that which you seem to have in the day of judgment will be taken away from you if you're a Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptismal candidate, or you're a Jesus name. Either one of those two is false. Both of them really are false. One is a deception of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That gets two-thirds of the bell box. And then we got these Jesus people who think they got it all figured out, and they use the name Jesus. But if you use the name Jesus, make sure that the name of Jesus is correct. And when you get into the history of the name of Jesus, you'll see it's only about 400, as I've said, 400 years old, and that it came out of Rome as the whore. Now, what name does the whore church? Revelation 17, and I'm not going to call any names. I'll leave that for you to figure out who the whore is that corrupted the whole earth. But listen to me. They said that Rome, the Catholic Church, was wrong, and they came out from it. They separated and started them a religion. Christian, we call them Protestants, protesters. What were they protesting? The Catholic Pope. But remember, they brought the name that the Catholic Pope worships with them, the name of Jesus. Where did the Catholic Church get this name? They got it out of the antiquities of the pagan gods. Ea is an Egyptian deity out of Mesopotamia. Read your history on the god Ea. Sam didn't even know they was a god by that name. Well, look it up. look it up in your Bible dictionaries, and you'll find that there was an Egyptian deity. Egyptians worship him, that's in the modern time, but in the ancient Mesopotamian times in Sumeria, there was a god named Ea. Well, we all know that the Greeks, the Rome, she had a god named Zeus. And Zeus is a long line of succession gods, and so they combined the two names, Ea Zeus, and made a Greek word for it, I-E-S-U-S, Ea Zeus. Jesus is the way that the Spanish, and I'll give it to you again, to let you know that Jesus just won't cut the mustard when it comes to the scrutiny of the word of Yahweh. You must dig deeper. It took me 30 years, ladies and gentlemen, to make amends or to find this out. And when I found out that the name of Jesus wasn't even 500 years ago, right from my track, hallelujah. And I've got it in the history of the evolution of the name Jesus. How it came about, proof upon proof, line upon line, truth upon truth. Now then, let's go on down to the book of, we're going now to the book of Acts chapter 9. And let me run a fast horse here as we are coming down to the bottom of the hour. So you get the scripture here, because we'll be right back after the break. But you get your scriptures lined up in Acts chapter 9. You just be reading the whole chapter, because I'm going to highlight the whole chapter and run through it real fast, because we got to get on over into the book of Acts in the second half here on the subject, water baptism. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. We'll be back in two. You stay with us. Call somebody while we're off the air and tell them that we're coming back after the break with the truth. See you in 2 minutes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy, and we've got a good one going here tonight on the essentialness of water baptism. Yes, just a simple plan for simple man. You see, Yahweh chose the foolish things, and he chose the foolishness of preaching. And how can they preach except Yahweh sends them? Now, if Yahweh sends a preacher, you can believe one thing. He will preach and baptize in the name of Yahweh. He won't use any substitutes just to make friends. You see, most of the identity preachers are afraid to expose that they are anti-Jesus. And I tell you up front, if you come to me, I won't baptize you in Jesus' name. That's a false name. If you come to me, I won't baptize you in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's a false name. If you come to me, I won't baptize you in the name of Yeshua or Yeshua. That is a Jewish trick there. Most of your Jewish Messianic Jews make a mess of that, because there is as many scripture for Jesus as there is a Yeshua. None. The Father's name and the Son's name was identical. There was no difference in them. Had the same name, YHWH, if you will, the four sacred tetragrammaton written in the Septuagint Bible. If you'll get a copy of the Septuagint, you'll see that the translation from IE, UE back to Hebrew, was YHVH, Yahweh. Now, if IEUE was the Greek name of Yahweh, that's what they wrote over his cross, the superscription, the tree that he hung on, for Pilate wrote it in three languages, proving that it can be written. Now, would he have wrote, this is Yahshua? No, they didn't kill him for being Yahshua. Joshua was named Yahshua. And two of the priests that you can read about in the Bible were called Yahshua. That wasn't blasphemous. But to be called by the name of Yahweh, to tell people you are Yahweh in a flesh body, that was blasphemy, and that's what got him a death sentence pronounced upon him for a man making himself God. And I preach his divine name, and I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't take no prisoners in this. If you want to suck your finger or go back to the milk bottle, that's where you belong. If you want to eat meat and come to the truth, come and see Pastor Buddy. I'll give it to you able to handle it. Now, Saul, this is Acts chapter 9, verse 1, Saul, who later became the Greek Hellenization of Paul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of Yahweh, went to the high priest, and he desired of him letters to Damascus, to the churches, that if he found any on the way, whether they be men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. In other words, he had warrants in his pocket. He had the authorization from the Sanhedrin to arrest. He was a deputy sheriff, if you will. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. He was getting up near Syria in Damascus. And suddenly there were shined around about him a light from heaven. That's what needs to happen to some of these preachers that I hear preaching. They need a light to shine around them and give them a revelation of just who the true one is. Well, I know why that they won't come out and say Yahweh. They have to hint around. Because if they're trying to get the bottom dollar out of you, whether in Jesus' name, Yahshua's name, or Yahweh's name. Well, I just cut to the chase real quick and tell you that you don't have to support me if you're in the name of Jesus. You don't have to support me if you are a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost person, which two-thirds of the Christians are, so I've lost you right there. I'm not looking for two-thirds of the Christians. I'm looking for a few good men and women that will put on the name of Yahweh in repentance and water baptism and make their way to heaven in the true name. I'm not looking for your offerings. I'm not preaching for your offerings. If I was, I'd change my message also, and I could probably fare a little bit better on this earth, but I'd go to hell with all nations that are ashamed of his name when I stand before him. You see what I'm talking about? You see, I'm not playing games here. I'm trying to get a home in heaven, and I'm willing to give up the world to find the truth. Most people give up the truth to find the world. He fell to the earth when this light fell around him, verse 4, and he heard a voice in the Hebrew tongue. Now, if you want to know that it was in Hebrew tongue, you need to turn over to the recountment of Acts chapter 26, verse 14. And he said unto him, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Remember, he's talking in Hebrew. And he said unto him, Who art thou, Lord? If he spoke in Hebrew, the word Lord is not a Hebrew word. So he didn't say Lord. And he said, Who are you, Yahweh? Question mark. That's what it was. Question mark. And Yahweh said, I am Yahweh, whom thou persecutest. Is it hard for you to kick against the pricks? And he trembling and astonished said, Yahweh, what will you have me to do? And Yahweh said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. You see, you need to stay tuned for instruction, and how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent, if he won't sell out? You see, I've been offered millionaires, I've had as many as 3 millionaires in my ministry in the last 12 years try to buy me, so they could control me. And I turned every one of them down, so help me, Yahweh. I could have been retarded. I could have been sitting around and pumping them up, feeding them candy, and telling lies. But I refuse to do that. I'm a poor man. I will probably, perhaps, die a poor man. But it's for certain I didn't bring anything in the world, and neither did they. And they ain't going to leave with anything either. So, you see, when we die, we lose the game anyway. If we've got gain, men will sell out to get gain. I'm not interested in gain. I'm interested in heaven. And heaven's cheap at any price. And I'm willing to pay the price. I hope you are. And he trembled and astonished, What shall you have me to do? And he told him, Go into a city, and it shall be told you. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, when his eyes were opened, you see, Paul thought his eyes were opened, but he was spiritually blind. He was blind as a bat, as the old saying goes. He couldn't see the end of his nose, spiritually speaking, and his eyes were open, but he saw no man, and they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. He was blind as a bat. He still didn't have any vision, and he was 3 days without sight because this great, tremendous light of truth, it is very bright. It may separate you from the world. It may separate you from mommy, daddy, from the local preacher, Bellbox Church, the Judeo-Christian politically correct crowd. Yes, you heard it from Pastor Buddy, not taking any prisoners here tonight. You will be separated. Even your parents might reject you and turn you out. Your wife might leave you, or your husband might pack his bags. But so be it, praise Yahweh. Let the world worship the world, and you follow after the truth. And the Bible said the truth shall set you free, make you free, rather. And there was a certain man named Ananias, and to him Yahweh said in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I'm here, Yahweh. Remember, this Ananias was a Hebrew. He wasn't a Jew, he's a Hebrew. And Yahweh said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight. But there it is. My heavens, he got the light, and now he's fixing to get the message. And now he's on Straight Street. That's where you need to come to. Straight Street in Tazewell. We got a wonderful river over here, clear as crystal clear water, coming out of the mountains here of East Tennessee, cold as it can be, just like cold death, where the Bible said, buried with him in baptism, sealed until the day of redemption. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the key. And it's as simple as falling into the water. Praise Yahweh. And inquire in the house of Yehuda for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he seeth a man in a vision named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, and he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Yahweh, I have heard by many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on your name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they'd like to take me off the air, that's for sure. Praise Yahweh. A lot of the identity preachers would be glad to see me go. But Yahweh said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel. Bad enough for the world to hate you, but you have your own Israelite brothers. When you expose the truth, they won't preach and rank. They'll hate you because it takes out of their pocket. For they preach for a living. I preach for salvation and for a home. They preach for this world's gain. Most of them do. I know a few good men that they won't compromise on this name and identity. Praise Yahweh for them. But I'm telling you, there are few. I count my friends on my fingers. I count my enemies with a computer. For I shall show him how great here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to choose him because he is a chosen vessel unto me. Verse 15, read it. To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. To bear my name. Now, what name did he bear before the kings of Israel and for the Gentiles, which is nothing more than the ethnos in 1430 here in the Greek? For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, I said it last night, and I'll say it again. If you won't stand for his name, you'll fall for any name comes along. I stand only for one name. You don't have multiple choices here with this pastor. You only have one choice. That's Yahweh or go to hell. I'll repeat that for you in case that I got under your skin there and I seen a little of you flinch. If you don't want the name of Yahweh, go to hell with all nations that forget him. And if you won't take his name on in water baptism, you forgot him. I don't care how much you say you love him. With your mouth you draw near, but your heart may be a long way from him. I'm not interested in your mouth worship. I'm interested in your heart service. Praise Yahweh. See you at the river in the name of Yahweh. And Ananias went his way, entered into the house, putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, Yahweh appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately, here it is, thou fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was, he got him a 22 shell, a box of ammunition, he got him a gas mask, and he run to his foxhole, and he shut the door behind him, and he hated everybody that come around him that wouldn't like him. Tell me what it says here. Immediately he received his sight, and he rose and was baptized in the name of Yahweh. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Praise Yahweh. Now, we're going to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. Hurry with me as I start now at the 36th verse. Now, we're switching from Paul, Saul, over to Peter. Remember, Peter had the keys. I say, remember, in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, verse 18, Peter had the keys. the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yahweh. He is the master of all. The word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how that God, Elohim, anointed the Messiah, Yahweh Shua of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God, Elohim, was with him. And we are witnesses of the things which he did, both in the land of Judea and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a, not a cross, remember, a tree. Well, why is it that every tree wise out? It don't cross, ladies and gentlemen. Trees, it don't cross. If you look at the tree branches, they all branch to a Y. Why? Because it is representative of his name. Woo, hallelujah. The highest mountain chain on the earth at better than 23,000, almost 24,000 feet, which is the 24 elders, is the Himalaya. And the tallest tree upon the earth is the Sequoia. And we could go on and on about the great name and its history, not unto all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Now, quickly, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because then on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then answered Peter, here it is, verse 47, read it and weep, you that oppose this doctrine of water baptism for the remission of sins. Ladies and gentlemen, you can clean yourself up, you can bow down to a preacher, you can tell him you believe until you're baptized in sealed in the name of Yahweh, you'll never go to heaven. I don't care what you've got in your possession, how many tithes you pay, how much church going or feast going to, or whatever happens to you after that, until you are sealed by water baptism in the name of Yahweh, you ain't going to make heaven your home. I repeat, you ain't going where he's at. Can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Can any man forbid water? Well, they don't exactly forbid it, but you don't ever hear them preaching it. I challenge all of the identity preachers to preach this message. Let them know where you stand. Those of you identity preachers that's listening to Pastor Buddy, and I know you listen, you might learn something from this old gray-headed preacher that has been preaching on the preaching trail for many, many years. I just didn't fall off the turnip truck. I've been to the kingdom of heaven. I've seen the light as did the Apostle Paul, and I have got the command as did Peter, and whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I loose you in the name of Yahweh, and you bind yourself if you won't have it. That's as clear as I can make it. Verse 48, read with me. And he commanded, and he commanded. You ever been in the military service? You obey your sergeant. I can remember going to Fort Jackson in 1956, May the 14th. He stuck his big nose into my face, and he cussed me for 30 minutes like a junkyard dog. And he made me so afraid of him that my knees actually trembled and bucked under the pressure of this orientation of this first sergeant. And he gave me a command, and I learned real quick, you jump when he speaks. Now, if I will jump at a first sergeant, you know I'll tremble on the bone when Yahweh speaks. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Yahweh. I repeat that. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Yahweh. Are you with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Are you sure that your sins are going to find you out? We're quickly going now to the 16th chapter of the book of Acts as we journey on. And we're going into the 14th verse. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, she was a cloth, a seamstress, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart Yahweh opened, and she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, oh, Well, ladies and gentlemen, it don't say she runs to a bomb shelter. It don't say that she begin to hate Caesar. It don't say that she begin to gather up and make for a rainy day. It doesn't mean that she run after the preacher. It means that she repented and got baptized in the name of Yahweh. Here it is, plain and simple, verses 14 and 15 in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Need I say more? And she said when she was baptized, if you found me, judge me to be faithful. I don't judge nobody to be faithful until they're baptized. And when I find out they're not baptized correctly, then they're going to hear this message from me. And then if they won't have it, then my friendship walks with them no more. I have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but I rather reprove them. Quickly now, we're going down to, in the same book, and we're going down to the 29th verse, because I'm in a hurry, because I'll go to the 25th verse to set you up. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, who were thrown in prison for preaching the same message, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Now, you know what happened. You probably locked this in a mailbox, but they didn't tell you what I'm fixing to tell you here, because they won't give you this message, ladies and gentlemen. When the prison doors was jarred open, nobody left. They were having a revival. And the jailer, who was responsible for these prisoners, had they escaped, they would have took his life in their stead. But he called for a light when, the Bible says, when the keeper of the prison, verse 27, awakened out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors opened, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, committed suicide, supposing that the prisoners had all fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying unto him, jailer, do yourself no harm, for we're all here. You see, when you get baptized in Yahweh, you don't have to be afraid of the world. You don't have to gather up and get your weapon and hide. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go out and preach the gospel 24-7. You see, the lost sheep out there need to hear your voice, and there's more to his voice than just grabbing a gun and pulling yourself into a hole and hiding. Then he called for a light. There it is. Get the light of the gospel and sprang into the prison, and he came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now, here it is. Here it is. And they said, believe on Yahweh Shua, and thou shalt be saved in all your house. And he spake unto him the word of Yahweh and all that was in the house. Now, he preached to them, and look at verse 33. You see, the Messiah was here 33 years, so this is a key here. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. He took them. This is the jailer. He took them, and because, see, they'd been beaten with 40 stripes, save one. And they had both had big gashes in their back. They were sore. But they were praising Yahweh. They weren't anti-Rome. They were praising Yahweh. They weren't trying to bring down Caesar. They were trying to worship Yahweh. And they were baptized, the jailer and his household, all of his family straightway. They were baptized. Now, what was the message Paul was preaching to this jailer was repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh. Are you with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen? My time is gone. I have run overboard here, and I need to end this message before I need to, but time, you know, I'd love to have 2 hours on every night on this. Boy, I'd really preach the gospel. I could get, you see, it takes me an hour to get warmed up, and it takes me an hour to slow down, praise Yahweh, because Yahweh begins to fill my mouth and get in my heart. I'm Pastor Buddy, Shepherd's Call. I'll see you tomorrow night. We'll finish this up, if possible, tomorrow night on water baptism for the remission of sin.
Each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.